Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
Production issues. I'm Steve Stevenson.
And we have with us our special guest, SA, returning once again.
Hello, all.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. We're going to talk about something. Yeah. So I was just actually doing a Johnny Carson joke. Shoa, you had an interesting Friday night.
I think me and SA had one interesting Friday.
Sure was.
Yeah.
Ay-yi-yi. Ay-yi-yi.
I wish I could do that right now, but it just put me on the spot. So, yeah, we were going hard in the paint, as the kids would say.
Mm-hmm. Got a little tuned up.
Tuned up, turned up,
you
turned
were huffing
down.
Paint?
Turned it up.
Might as well.
Huffing something.
Yeah. Well, not me.
You did say you went to a room.
Oh, I did.
You went to a room?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot. Well, basically, let's put it this way. We went to a show here, and Essay has a friend mm-hmm. who was in the play, mm-hmm. and we went to a gay bar afterward, because most of the people that are in the play
are gay.
So they're all meeting up the local gay bar we have here in town. Mm-hmm. And I was all for it. I was like, we're gonna have a blast. I want to get drunk, have more drinks.
Free drinks?
Yeah.
I didn't get any free drinks because I had a competition with, we'll call him Dan.
Okay.
His name is Dan.
Uh-huh.
Daniel.
Danielson.
Danielson.
Anyway,
Daniel
he was like.
Radcliffe.
I don't know why that's so funny right now.
Harry Potter.
Harry Twatter.
Harry Twatter.
Anyway. We had a competition of like who could get the most free drinks out of the same sex, with being honestly saying, "Hey, we're not, you know,
oh,
we're
right,
straight.
Right, right, okay.
We don't like the genitals.
But if you're willing to buy me a free drink,
that we ourselves possess, yeah,
let's make this happen.
Right.
But we didn't. I didn't partake in that. I forgot all about that by the time I got there.
Yeah, you did.
But I don't even know how to segue into this of the room. That you
mentioned.
Oh,
let's just forget about
it. We
don't even need to talk about that.
No, it was, well, that was a lot of build up for nothing.
Yeah.
I forgot that's where we're going.
Right?
But anyway, we wanted to talk about drinks and, you know, sobriety,
and
potentially. And
copious amounts of alcohol.
Yes.
And the after effects that often lead to them. It's interesting that we bring this up, too, because I myself have tried to cut back on everything. I got to a place in my life a few months ago where I was like, you know, even just having a beer, like I wake up and I feel like shit. Like, what's going on? Like,
a beer, know? Two beers, and then you're...
Yep.
And
don't even really get drunk. Or,
right.
But, you know,
it's like,
just,
was it really worth it?
Right,
why
right.
Why do I feel like death?
Right. And then I would start, you know, smoking weed and doing stuff like that. And then I didn't go. I went without it for a few days. And then I started having some withdrawals. And I'm like, this is not like I kind of need to clean myself up a little bit just to kind of stay, you know,
your own personal rehab.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's just interesting how because I think SA, you had some. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say the older I get, the more intense the.
Hangover is.
Yes.
Like when I was younger, I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to that. When I was 17, I don't even think I remember getting hangovers and getting just...
Because right. You just kept going.
Yeah,
just
I kept going. Wake up 6 in the morning, I had to be to work, you know.
Still drunk.
But you could do it, you know what I mean? Like your body was just like, it just went and then you passed out whenever and then you'd wake up and you'd be like, all right, like,
no,
I'm okay.
Let's kick today in the ass.
Yeah.
So now it's just like you need time, you got to plan it out.
Yeah, scheduled.
Like, if I'm going to do some drinking, I got to have the next day to kind of not be doing much.
Right.
I need 2 days. I'm still feeling it from Friday.
Oh,
it's
man.
Sunday.
But you have some tales, SA, about your struggles with sobriety.
Now you make it sound like we're alcoholics.
No.
None of us have substance
but that's
abuse
the culture,
problems.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like that's the I think there's just this like prevalent like everybody's like we're going out drinking.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like everybody's like little mini alcohol like they're not like alcoholics, but they're little mini like they
binges.
Just drink. They binge.
Yeah,
they drink and
yeah.
I'm like I don't want to, like, that's not me. Like, I can't stay out till 2 in the morning anymore. Like, I can't.
Right.
So, it's a rarity. And when I do, I don't regret it, but I pay for it.
Right.
But I don't, I usually have a good time, but I do pay for it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that.
I mean, I guess I was kind of in a dark place for a while because break up about a little over a year ago.
Gotcha.
So I kind of X'd myself out from everybody. Mm. You know, didn't really have any friends to fall back on until I found this guy next to me again. Steve Stevenson. And then, you know, a few other groups of friends that, you know, slowly came back into my life. But everybody still wants to go out, like, every night.
Right.
And I don't think I've ever really said, hey, let's go out drinking. It's usually, hey, want to go do something.
But
like,
it
legit
almost always involves beer for you.
Really?
Yes. You always say you want to get some beer.
Do I?
You do.
I mean, I'm not saying that's not true. I just didn't realize it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I didn't realize it at first either, because then everybody's like, okay, yeah, let's go out. We're going to, like, one of my groups of friends goes to Doc's, like, a lot. So when I'm not hanging out with them there after work, I'm hanging out with you guys. Or yeah,
we'll plan something usually on a Thursday.
Like, yeah.
Dinner. We'll get a group of people together. And
yeah. But it almost always involves drinking. And, you know, coworkers sometimes want to go out for a drink after work. And, you know, it always, you say you're going to go out for one.
Yeah, never.
But it's never just one.
No.
It's, and especially once you get into two or three, it's like, yeah,
you're talking.
Money's no object.
This is delicious.
More ale, wench.
Yes. So it's just like after a few months of doing this, you start to notice, oh, shit, like I lost all that weight from being depressed and it's back.
Right.
So there's that. The money aspect.
I'll cellulate,
like,
my old friend.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Little known fact about Simon and Garfunkel.
And the remake by Disturbed.
God. I can't stand that
song.
Hey,
don't hate The Disturbed, okay?
I don't know a lot of Disturbed, but I just know
you're not down
that
with the sickness?
I don't know besides that. I don't know a lot of Disturbed, but I can't stand that song just because it's so, like, whoa.
That's the point.
Hello.
And it's his voice. Gives you chills.
It was good the first 300 times, but after that,
all
I was
right,
just like,
screw you guys. Hello darkness, my old friend. Was my friend until you alcoholics came back into my life.
Hello, alcoholics, my old friend.
So, like, you know, you notice that you gain the weight back. You're eating poorly because you're in the bar all the time, or you're drunk when you go home. So it's like, yeah, pizza.
Oh,
you know?
Pizza, right. Fried food, Taco Bell.
Yep.
Yeah,
Taco Bell's open at 4 a.m. for
all of
a reason.
It. Mm-hmm. Exactly, all of it. And it just started to be like, okay, so A, I'm spending money on the alcohol and the food. B, I'm gaining weight, which means I'm going to have to buy new clothes,
right,
more money. And it's obviously, it's not good for you, you know?
No.
And it sucks feeling like shit all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Not that I don't like to go out and drink, but I've tried to tell my friends lately, hey, guys, I, like, really want to slow down.
Yeah.
And they think I'm freaking kidding me. Like, they're like,
oh,
you know?
And I feel bad about that Friday. I think I felt like I didn't push you, but I encouraged the consumption.
You
and
did
I,
encourage.
And I thought about it later, and I was like, you know what? Sarah did tell me, and I felt out of line there.
You were a poor friend.
Just in that aspect. But I'm apologizing now. So
I am really
that makes
trying
me
to
a
slow
good
down
friend.
On my drinking.
Here, have
shot.
Some more.
I did not buy any shots, but I did buy Long Island.
Long Island's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
there you go.
They are not made well at that bar.
I don't remember the way they tasted.
Isn't it, like, it's interesting with where we live, how, like, certain drinks just aren't, like, you almost, it's, for me, it's like, it'd be tough to be an alcoholic here because it's like, just because some of them are just shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's just such shit, like, and yeah. I'm not a connoisseur by any means. Like, if you tell me about Long Island's, it's like, okay,
well,
I've had that. Manhattan's,
I think when
okay.
you get into alcoholism, it's more like straight out of the bottle.
It's
liquor,
quantity,
it's
not
yeah.
quality.
Right. Yes, it's a 30 case and
there's,
a,
that's
and
why
a handle.
Just leave the bottle.
That's why Vlad exists. It's not for people that want to mix it.
Like,
they're just drinking it through
yes.
the face.
Yes.
Out of a brown bag in
yes.
the dark
in, an
in a cellar or, yeah, in an alley.
So yeah, I really enjoy the camaraderie of going to the bar. I've picked up playing darts. I really like playing
nice.
darts, but, like, you know, it's kind of expected to drink when you're at the bar.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I know that I'm the type of person that I'm fine not drinking at the bar, but once it starts, you know, it's hard
yeah.
to it's hard to say no.
Well, here's my observation from what you've said to me. Now, when I go out to the bar, I don't do liquor. Well, I mean, like, I'll do mixed drinks, but I won't do shots. Mm. Even when I'm going out, like, a night on the town, if I know I'm going to be out late, 2 a.m., I don't really do shots because that's just as dangerous.
It is dangerous.
So
right.
Usually, you if you're going to do it, you pick one drink and you stick with it.
Mm. You're right.
And then you won't regret it as much.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a tip of advice. I don't know.
No, that is. And I had some
tidbit of advice.
I don't remember what it was. Yep, nope, it's gone.
Sorry.
No, you're good. What were you saying, Essay, before about how darts, you were saying darts, and it's tough to, it's gone.
It's expected at the bar that you're going to drink,
yes.
But like I was saying, it's not hard for me not to drink. It's when the friends start, you know, like they push you. They encourage, like, hey, we're at the bar, here, have a, you drove me here, have a shot,
and
you know?
Yes. And that's I remember what I was gonna say too, because like,
and they're younger, and, a lot of your coworkers.
Not much, though.
But okay,
maybe they're older than you,
but younger than you.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the middle.
But, you know,
nobody knows your age. You could be
you there.
You could be 19, and they could be.
That's true.
They could be 18, that's and true. I could be 17.
I'm surprised that wasn't one of my Tinder horror stories.
Oh, that's
the last episode.
There's still time.
But do you know what's the stupid thing about that is? It's like, I mean, it is kind of a peer pressure issue, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I think there's a lot of pressure on, like, adults feel like they have to, like, teach kids about drinking and shit. And then, because I remember being a kid when they're, like, trying to teach you, like, okay, so alcohol, you're going to get drunk. And you're like, okay, I get, like, you know, whatever. Because I didn't drink till I was in college, but even that was, like, okay.
Which surprises me.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
And it was, but like,
15, I think, and it was the first time I got
same.
Drunk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Same.
But that's the thing is, like, they don't educate you very well. Like,
nobody
ever, like, because it's always, like, these goofy adults who are just like, drinking's okay, just make it 3, and you'll be under 0.08, and you're like, okay, like, what the fuck?
0.07 is fine. 0.08 is bad.
0.79 is bad.
0.799, good job. Still good.
You're a winner.
You're not going to get a DUI.
But then they tell you, like, they'll be like how to, like, kind of combat the peer pressure, and they'll be like, well, just tell the bartender you want a soda instead. And you're like, that's not a fucking, like, what are you talking, and be like, and then tell your friends, like, that there's booze in it, and you, and, like, have the bartender, like, I'm just picturing, like, this sly bartender who's being like, don't worry, your Pepsi doesn't have Jack in it, wink, wink. And you're like, come on, like, this
that'll
is
that'll be $7, please.
right. And you're like, this is stupid. Like, so it's like the whole, I think there just needs to be more of a, I don't know if it's a culture, it probably is a culture thing, because I think, like, I've had the discussion before where it's like, I think 21 is a stupid drinking age. You have people in Europe who are fucking, you
12,
know, they're 15,
13,
they're 12,
yeah.
And they have wine with dinner and shit because they educate them,
right.
Because it's a sophisticated
and then when they
thing.
Hit, you know, the age of
moderation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a, we're drinking, my parents aren't here.
Because up to that point, you're told not to do it. Then all of a sudden, you've got all this freedom, and you don't know how to control it.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah.
Right. It's the same thing with smoking weed. They tell you not to do it because it's illegal.
That's even...
So they do it. You know what I mean? But if you make it legal, which it will be, give it 10 years at most, it will be legal, and... It's going to be a thing, but it won't be nearly a thing as it is now, because now it's taboo. Now it's it's the same way for college kids. They get to college, they're 18.
Taste of freedom.
Right.
They're living on their own.
So it's just it's that, like, denial thing that I think it is the culture. I just it's just weird because, I mean, there really is no, I mean, these things can only really be combated with time. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, it's a generational thing. To where, I mean, peer pressure and all this different stuff, it's you can't combat that because it's so imbued in our generation. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
So
that was one thing that I told one of my other friends I want to work on is saying no.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I'm a people pleaser, you know? You want to make your friends happy.
Yeah,
you
have a good time.
Show them you're having a good time.
Yeah.
But I think my friends need to understand that anyone can have a good time without alcohol. It's just,
yes.
And I don't mind having a drink or two, but...
Yeah. 5, 6.
It's later. That's too much.
Right.
On a weekday,
especially for the money. Like,
oh yeah, too. That can be really expensive.
For me right now, for the money, it's tough.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're gonna talk about hangover cures too.
Oh,
since we've been talking about alcoholism. Yeah.
When your friends push you to the edge.
Right.
What do you do to cure that?
Right.
You call them in the morning and beat them with a bat.
Yeah.
This is how I feel right now.
They'll never push you to have another drink again.
You did this to me.
They'll either be dead or not your friend. Or you'll be in jail where there's no alcohol available.
Exactly.
So I guess it's a win.
Well, depending on, there's toilet booze.
Yeah, don't even get me started. I go into the jail for my job, so that's a whole other story. Back to hangover cures.
But I'm intrigued about the toilet booze.
You've seen The Longest
Yard. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. The toilet wine and the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back with some stories about that.
Okay.
Fireside Chat. Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. Back from the break, talking about hangover cures.
Yeah.
We have lots of hangover cures, and one of the ones you were talking about, Steve... Pickle juice.
Pickle juice. Let me tell you about my good old friend, pickle juice. It is by far the best thing that makes me feel better after a hard night of drinking, especially when your friends push those drinks on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a shocking, it's nature's Gatorade.
It's like, well, it's a gift. Yeah. Yeah. It is.
It's
really.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got a lot. It's beautiful.
You really got to choke it down, don't you?
No, I love the taste of pickles.
I love pickles,
juice.
But I can't really imagine just chugging down some, hey, Mom, can I get that jar of pickles?
Why are there only pickles in here and no juice?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, what happened? Do the pickles petrify? Like,
I don't know if I necessarily, chug the whole. Thanks, Mom. You can have the pickles.
But I guess you could just as easily drink Pedialyte.
That's true.
Oh,
somebody did tell me about that before, the Pedialyte, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I had that. Somebody gave that to me in college. And actually, it might have been my sister. She was like, drink this if you ever have a hangover. And I'm like, I don't know why. You have a man voice for my sister. Okay. And they gave it. And it was, I can't even remember, but it was somebody took all the good things about water. And just sucked them out and then left it with here's this dry, disgusting tasting, it was
like a dirty bar rag?
Yeah, maybe. I honestly don't
Well, they're marketing it for hangovers now.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Well, I didn't know they were marketing.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
There's a brand of Pedialyte that's marketed towards people with hangovers.
Wow.
Damn.
They must be
disgusting.
Hurting for customers.
Yeah.
Or they realize, 90% of the business.
He's one of the people.
There's a market here.
Babies aren't drinking this shit.
They do a focus group.
It's the alcoholics.
What do you think of when you think of Pedialyte hangover?
Right.
Too much to drink.
Well, I think of this summer.
Why is it
Pedialyte?
Before Pedialyte was invented.
Oh.
Making their own Pedialyte. Yeah. Ghetto Pedialyte before it was a thing.
I wonder what was in that.
Kool-Aid and pickle juice. Choke it down.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's the classic with always, drinking another beer. Or
Carbo-load.
Oh, I can't even do
shot.
That.
And I've never tried it, but I know a lot of people who do.
Yeah, I don't see the science behind that. I don't.
Neither do I. That's why I've never done it.
I used to, for me, it was it used to be greasy foods.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They'd tell
you
greasy foods, and they'd tell you, and I could do that, but I think nowadays it just upsets my already upset stomach. I would go to I would go get some fries, or I would go have a burger. Or I would go, I love breakfast food.
Oh,
I fucking
the
love
breakfast
food. So I would get, omelets and shit, and I'd feel better. But, I'll still do, omelets and everything, but I'll kind of, they don't really necessarily help.
Yeah,
anymore.
It's more like just getting something in general in your stomach.
Yes.
I can't do eggs for a hangover cure. It makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
My go-to was always 2 double cheeseburgers and a large fry.
Ooh. Yeah.
And if I wanted to nip it in the bud, I'd get the large fry on the way home from the bar the night before.
Mine was always a bucket of fries from the sheets.
There you go.
Sheets.
Bucket
there
of fries.
Yep.
Hell
and,
yeah.
Chicken tenders seem to have been, they'd soak it up.
That's good, too.
I mean, I still crave the greasy food the morning after. That's what I want. But I've been trying to, stray away from it with the weight gain and the money. And the heart attacks,
And all the negative things that are associated
with
all of this shit.
No.
I kind of enjoy living, so I'm trying to cut down on all these things that are making
me not
want to
live.
I've stopped putting guns in my mouth.
Oh, man, it's been a solid 2 weeks for me for that.
So you're doing good.
Hello, darkness, my old
friend. Well played. I wish we had a soundboard for that.
I know. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I don't even know the next line.
I've come to talk with you again.
Because that's my go-to voice for, like, I'm an idiot. Like, that's my idiot voice.
It's like, hey, what's going on, guys?
When I feel lonely, I just sing that. That Radiohead song, I'm a creep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm so very special. Yeah, that one. That's my old darkness.
That's a good one. That's a classic.
Well, quick side note, too. We should tell our listeners that if they have any hangover cures, they should submit them to our Facebook page, Fireside Chat for Chilled Matters, or our website. Fill out the form. Let us know. We'll get an email, and we'll read your thing on the air.
Yeah. And you'll be, it's like being on the news. You're kind of famous for a hot... I wouldn't say 5 minutes.
So no. What is this that you have written down here, Steve Stevenson? Unicorn piss?
I'd have to read the rest of
those
that.
Those are last week's notes. We don't talk about...
It doesn't actually say unicorn
piss. Oh, wow. You had me fooled because it's something I would write. It does say unicorn.
I know. That's what made me think of it.
Wow.
I love unicorns.
I thought you were going to say I love unicorn piss.
I thought you were
going to
say that too.
It
looks like rainbows.
I can't have unicorn piss because unicorns aren't real.
But
what?
Well, you just blew my mind. Oh.
So what's that thing running around I see with the horn on its head that looks like a horse? But it's not a unicorn?
It was a horse that was
You guys ever see Legend with Tom Cruise?
Yes, the unicorn.
We watched that movie.
We did watch it together.
And the whole thing is about the unicorns, how they chop off the thing, and Tom Cruise is supposed to be like this delightful elf guy. I swear to God, this is a movie. And he's all like, my God, we must get the unicorns back. Yes. And you're like, I don't think, like, I prefer you in a cockpit of an F-150.
Yeah.
Or is it F-150?
Fighting the Russians.
You mean in Top Gun?
Yeah.
It's the F-14.
F-14. Okay, yeah.
I feel the need for speed.
I get that one. Not the Ghost Rider.
You can ride my tail any day. You can ride my...
No, you can be my wingman any day.
Oh, I thought it was ride my tail.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. Is that?
You can fuck you me in the tail? Asshole any day, Val Kilmer.
Oh, I thought you were speaking of Eyes Wide Shut. I thought you were referencing that
Val
one.
Val Kilmer took a dive after Top Gun.
No, that's not true. We did lots of good movies.
Heat? Progressively throughout
Heat?
The years.
Oh, that's yeah. True. The last 15 years have been rough.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He's a good, like, he did...
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was good.
I like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He did a thing on Reddit. One of those, like, you know, when they're celebrities and they're like, ask me anything or whatever. He did a thing on Reddit. He's surprisingly in touch with everything.
Yeah. Well, he's coming back. He's making a comeback.
I heard that.
He, like, he even talks about, like, people would be like, so what do you think about Island of Dr. Moreau? Ha ha. And he was like, you know, it wasn't a good experience. And I was kind of, you know, I did it because I wanted to work with Marlon Brando and it was good. And like, he's very, like, you know, celebrities can be like, you know, a horse apiece. Like, sometimes you get, like, grumpy ones like Burt Reynolds who are just like, fuck you. But sometimes, you know, they're
like...
That
was Smokey. Right? No, I was the bandit. I'm sorry. I just fucked that joke up.
No. But that's the thing. And sometimes you get the ones who are just like, you know, like, I love interacting with my fans and I'm genuinely like, I know I'm not huge, but I don't want to be huge. I just want to be Val Kilmer and I was Batman and I was all these things that people remember and love. But I'm still, like, in touch with humanity, you know what I mean? And he's got some, I mean, he believes in some wacko shit.
Oh, he's a Christian Scientist.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's one of them.
Oh, that I didn't know.
One of those guys.
But I don't know if they, like, what do they believe? I don't know if they're necessarily.
They don't believe in any medicinal medicine. Right. If you have cancer, you pretty much have to.
Die.
Die.
Oh, that's fucking nutty. Well, never mind. I wanted to fight for Val Kilmer.
But he got cancer.
He did get cancer.
So how did he beat that?
I know, yeah. smoking through. The weed.
It wasn't medicinal. It was recreational. That's the loophole. It but it worked.
It worked.
But, you know, like...
It worked.
There really is no distinction. It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's just a label, guys.
What's interesting... But, like, that's the thing is, like, you have these weird celebrities. For whatever reason, their shit, like, works for them. Like, you ever hear about Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, I mean, I know. I don't.
She shoves, like, Fabergé eggs or whatever up her snatch.
No, wait.
What?
Yes. No. This is it. Look it up. This is a thing.
Those old school jewelry type decorative eggs.
Well, they're, like, they're specifically, like, they're for cleaning with very sarcastic quotes around the word cleaning. She's like, yeah, they regulate your system and they make you feel good and they stretch out your muscles. And you're like, I don't think you need to shove a fucking... fiberglass egg up your snatch to do anything.
There's already plenty of eggs up there.
How dirty is your vagina?
So she's nuts.
Fair question.
She's a nutbag. So, I mean, but I think, I mean, every celebrity's got their
Isn't she the one who, like, starved herself for, or went on food stamps for a while and decided it was misery? And
well, speaking of
celebrities. How the other side lives. This is shit.
Well, I was an Iron Man. Later. I thought this would be a good thing to do, but nope.
Speaking of celebrities that are, you know, going off the rails here, Jim Carrey.
I was just thinking he is a fucking nut now, and I love Jim Carrey.
I think I know what he's doing, and I like it, if he's not crazy.
Well, here's what, because I just saw, I watch Norm MacDonald Live. He does a fantastic podcast, and he just had Jim Carrey on, because there was that video that went viral where he was at that award show or whatever, and they were like, so Jim, what do you think about all the celebrities coming out tonight? And he's like, well, you know, I'm not really here. None of these celebrities are actually people. You know, we're just entities, we're constructs, and she's like, what are you talking about? Like, you're here for charity, and he's like, ah, what is charity? Like, you know, it's not, we just tell ourselves that to make ourselves feel good.
Yeah.
Like,
I swear to God,
this is a video, look it up. And he's like, talking about like, yeah, this is, and she's like, no, like, you're here for a good cause.
This isn't real, you aren't real.
This isn't real, you aren't real, none of us are real. And I was like, well, this is fucking like, so, and then I watched this podcast, and he's saying like the same things. He's like, no, there is no Jim Carrey. There's only me, and there's only the career.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this dude has, like, I have a lot of respect for him, but he has disappeared so far up into his own ass. And there's some stuff that he said that has made sense.
Well, I think he's so against celebrity and the fake people.
Right.
He wants genuineness in his life.
Which is fair.
He might need to be a little more descriptive about that.
Descriptive and less like...
But
like,
maybe to him. Maybe
less like, I took a class in college, so now I'm a philosopher. It's like, you don't, like, he claims, like, he has this message and shit, because he, like, paints. He doesn't do movies or anything anymore. He's just, like, he's just doing him, which is fine. But if you have that, like, say it in a way that's, like, palpable. You know what I mean? Like, he's talking about, because he has me for a while when he's talking about, like, oh, yeah, there's ego, you know what I mean? And you have to surrender your ego to find happiness and to find it. And I'm like, that's
the
all
ego,
well and good,
the
man.
The id and the superego.
Right, mm-hmm. right. That's all psychology and it's philosophy, and that's all well and good. But then he starts talking about, like, we're not really here right now, and none of this matters. And you're like, stop. Your head's in your ass. Take it out. Like, just, you know, so he's gotten weird.
Well, at that point you made it, it sounds like he's having, like, a psychotic break.
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
I think that's part of what it is. I think just because when you're a celebrity, when you have, you know, fucking millions and millions of dollars, you could be like, I don't want this anymore, so I'm not Jim Carrey. All right, yeah. And then you're like, okay, whatever. Like, you've been talking out of your ass. Like, literally, his career is based around him turning around, bending over, and being like, ah, get it, my asshole talks. So that's your career, and you made millions of dollars off of that, and you don't have to work the rest of your life. You just get to paint. And then you find yourself in a, like, a rut. Right. You find yourself in a rut. Of course you can fucking do all that shit. But do it in a way that's, like, you know, do it in a way that's palatable and in a way that,
that
makes sense and respects everything that you've built up to that point. You know what I mean? He just, I don't know. People go crazy. But he's a weird dude. I mean, he's always been a weird dude, but at least he was fun weird.
Yeah.
And now he's starting to be, like, just weird.
Schizophrenic weird.
Yes. Yeah.
This got dark.
But look at those videos. It actually hello, darkness, is interesting. My old friend. I would like to talk to, I mean, especially in someone in your field, SA, who deals with psychology and stuff like that. It would be interesting to see your analysis and just be like, oh, okay, like he's starting to exhibit signs
a little,
of this.
Yeah. He's gone round the bend.
Right. Round the bend? Is that the industry term?
Round the bend. That's from Alice in Wonderland.
That's good, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
down
when you
a
first,
rabbit hole.
Yeah, exactly. But when you originally started describing it, I thought that's where we were going. That,
right.
Like, he has had a psychotic break.
Yeah. And,
so
and
those
that
are the
may
symptoms.
Very well
yeah.
have been,
yeah.
you know?
Conspiracy theories and all that kind of stuff.
Because
it's real. Like, that's what actually happens.
Because there was, and that's the thing, too. I mean, celebrities live as, like, gods. So
mm-hmm.
it's hard to kind of put yourself in that mindset where you've been treated for the past 25 years as this icon. So that's an abnormal psychological situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been going through some shit, too. Like, because
oh,
somebody,
yeah.
didn't somebody accuse him of giving him, like, giving him AIDS
no,
or something?
His girlfriend killed herself. And they think
right.
people are saying that it was him that pushed her to do it.
Right.
Because
he gave her something or
something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know the details.
So that could very well be part of it too. Like it's, I mean, we're talking about very public, private circumstances,
mm-hmm.
and that's, I mean, these are all unusual
and personal. You don't
right.
want the world to see.
Right.
And it's your business.
Right.
And
well, R.I.P. Jim Carrey.
I just like it's isn't it interesting though how that is. Side note, same thing with like Robin Williams. You talk
aww.
To him and he's all, and like he brightens my, like I was
yes.
watching videos, like he still brightens
mm-hmm.
my day because I watch all of those.
I watched my Moscow on the Hudson or.
Okay,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's like one of his first movies
I
ever.
Know what you're talking about.
Not
yeah.
one of his first movies, but when he was starting to rise up to.
Yeah.
And it was
I
very
miss him so much.
He's great. And then he had all these problems and I mean, that's one thing, but like it's just amazing how.
Well. I mean, humor is a classic defense mechanism for depression.
Yes.
So.
Yes. That's why we do a podcast.
Yes, precisely. We're all dying inside.
We're sad.
For real, though.
Yeah. It's great.
Seriously, help us.
I'm having
send
a really
us
good
your
time.
Psychological yeah. advice. Yeah. Firesidechatter.com.
This may be my last show. Hello, darkness. It's gonna keep coming back.
Yep.
Where's that sharp knife we have?
Do you guys, wanna, I my gun.
You want me stick my head in the oven?
You do that. I'm just gonna jump into this fire we have in front of us.
Oh, oh man, Russian roulette, anyone?
On that happy note. Please don't kill yourselves, everybody.
Yeah.
We should leave a hotline number at the
JK.
End.
Right.
there is a hotline number.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, anytime
it's
you Google.
I know, that's not funny. That's
it's not
funny.
It's not funny.
Anytime you Google anything
it's
about.
Not, it's funny when you say it's not
funny.
You're
still laughing. Anytime you Google anything about suicide, they're like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a number.
And
I
like
kind of like
chat
that.
Boxes
yeah, no,
come
it,
up. Like, yeah.
People
right.
need that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Same thing
you're
with
down.
Facebook, I think. Like, hey, you've been posting a lot of sad stuff lately.
Yeah.
You like,
I've done that. You know, people I see, like, I'm like, hey, man, you all
right?
You know, you reach out.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good thing.
It just got wait.
So
I don't
please
know.
Don't die.
I don't know. Yeah, don't die. That's a good positive life message. Don't die.
Don't die.
Don't die.
This has been Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. Hopefully we have uplifted your night. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve.
Essay.
Good night, everybody. Don't die.